Welcome to Is Manifesting Bullshit podcast. I'm Cindy Wideman and I'm your host. Have you ever wondered if manifesting is just a bunch of nonsense? Join me as I embark on a journey to uncover the truth behind this age-old question. In each episode, I'll dive deep into the world of manifestation, interviewing experts, skeptics, and individuals with real-life manifesting experiences. Together, we'll seek to separate fact from fiction and shed light on the mysteries of the mind's power. Tune in and discover whether manifesting is indeed a powerful tool or just a load of BS. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Is Manifesting Bullshit? Today, we have Latasha with us. I'm super excited to hear all of her thoughts on manifesting. Latasha, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you're all about?
Thank you for having me. I am Latasha from West Olive, Michigan. I am a life coach, podcaster, motivational speaker, and author.
Wow, that's quite a bit. Okay, well, now that we know all this about you, then you're definitely qualified to answer the question. Do you think that manifesting is indeed a lifelong tool that can be used to make your life better? Or do you think it's just a load of BS?
I really think it's something that you can use in life. You know, if you apply it and do what you think you're going to do, those things get into place and you do them.
Yes. Is there anything in your life you've done that you believe you manifested?
I believe my journey that I'm on right now with entrepreneurship definitely manifested it. I just got out of law enforcement and moved to a different state, was thinking of what I wanted to do next. And I started, you know, visualizing it. And yeah, all the steps started coming to me and I would just, here I am now.
So basically, whenever you started this journey, you essentially just kind of had the idea and then you said, all right, what's one thing I can do to get to the next step? And then so on, so on, so on. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I decided that I wanted to be a life coach. So I went back to school, certified for that. And then just continued on that journey and it just kept opening one door to the next door to the next.
Have you noticed that whenever you start to say yes to one thing, another door will open and then another one and another one?
Yeah, I have realized that, and I wish I realized this sooner in life. If I would just, you know, think that I can do it and apply it, doors will open.
But I know that you could not have just heard about manifesting right when you started to do it for yourself. So you probably heard about it before, right?
I have, yes. And before, I would say it was bullshit. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, you just can't think about things and it actually happened. That's not how life works. But now that I'm actually applying it to my own life and I see the difference, say now, I do believe in it.
Absolutely. That happened to me too. It's, you know, one of those things where I doubted it, but I got to a place in my life, you know, being a single mom and like trying to just get through the day, I have to do something. So I'm going to at least just try it. And the worst thing that could possibly happen, I'm going to feel really darn good. Even if, you know, nothing else happened other than me having a feeling of good inside, it would be worth that journey. Is that kind of how you surrendered, or how'd you surrender to finally try to manifest for yourself?
So I always was a big believer in you treat people the way you want to be treated. And so All my life, I would always, you know, treat others like I wanted. And I became a single mom at a very young age, and raising them and still making sure that I could do what I could to help others and showing them that that's what you do. I think that that is where I started to see that, yeah, if you think that you can do this, or if you think you have the extra money for this, and if you apply it to this or apply it to something good, then another door or door will open for you and just continue down that journey. Life is all about the choices that you make. I decided finally after my older two were out of the house that I was going to try this manifesting and see how it worked. And so far, it's doing great for me.
Yeah, I kind of feel like manifesting is a lot of self-belief required. You know, like you read the back of a kid's toy and it says batteries required. I think that with manifesting, it's one of those things where it's like to believe in yourself, belief is required. Self-belief and action are like required when it comes to manifesting. What do you think about that?
Yes, 100%. When I was single mom, I got doubted constantly, told, you know, my kids would be in the system, different things like that. And me just believing in my children enough and believing that I was going to do better for them, kept pushing through, you know, kept pushing through and making sure that I was doing the best that I can, even when others were doubting me, you know, I had God helping me along the way in my weak moments. Believe in yourself and keep going. Just don't give up.
Yeah. And sometimes it's so easy to give up on yourself. Oftentimes we put all of our, you know, effort into helping somebody else and doing something for everybody else. But then sometimes whenever things get tough, it can be pretty easy for you to just be like, oh, I just give up on myself. And so it takes a lot for a person, especially a single mom or anybody who's going through struggles, to believe in themselves enough to make the choice to start manifesting and start with gratitude and start, you know, really giving back and doing different things to fill their own cup. It's great that you were able to do that and then also model that for your children.
I believe that at some point in time, everyone in their life has been through something. And I think how they look at it and what they do with it change how their life journey goes. I chose to take things that had happened to me and turn them into lessons and apply them to my children. And, you know, now I'm applying knowledge to others and trying to help them and show them different things in case maybe they are going through something that maybe I went through. I do believe that as long as you continue to believe in yourself and you know what you are capable of doing and you continue to do that, at the end of the day, that is literally what matters. What other people think or what people think you can accomplish is not that important.
I say that all the time where, you know, if you're going through or growing through something, then it's like, as long as when you go to bed at night, you can go to sleep peacefully knowing that you did the best you could and you made the best decisions you could and you did everything that was going to be in the best interest of yourself and your family. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. And I think sometimes people can get that a little twisted and they spend a lot of time trying to make everybody else like them or make everybody else impressed with their decisions or make everybody else see how wonderful they are. And I think it can be kind of a flip where if you can just see, you know, hey, you know what? If I make this decision tonight, am I going to be able to sleep well? And if that answer is no, then you definitely need to go the other direction.
That is basically the words that I use with my children. When you make a decision in life, long as it's not hurting you or anyone else, and it's, you know, with your beliefs, then you fine. But if you cannot settle with that at the end of the night, then chances are it's not a good decision. So don't do it. Even with having them in high school, that was really hard because, you know, they were going through different things and changing out friends. And no matter what, I would just remind them that no matter how someone is treating you, you still stay true to who you are, because at the end of the day, that's what is going to reflect.
So what would you say would be your biggest lesson that you've learned so far since you've been manifesting?
Go with what I believe first. If I think that this is something that I should do and that I can do, do it. Don't give in to my second thoughts of maybe I shouldn't do this or, you know, like try to talk myself out of it.
And that's one of the things that can get in our way a lot is there's so much greatness out there and so much success to be had and so many opportunities that are available and also so many of the things that we desire right there at our fingertips. But sometimes that little voice in our head can kind of keep us from achieving that. Is that also something that you've seen before where you hear this in your head, like you can't do it, you're stupid, you're not good enough, you're, you know, those self-limiting beliefs that I believe that a lot of us have?
I have, especially when I was going through law enforcement, I would get in my own head sometimes and be like, what are you doing? Like, this is not for you. You know, this, you need to, you know, go do like nursing work. That was just me giving myself more power because I'd want to prove to myself, no, you can do this. So go do it. Like, go do it. I think if people just apply, like believe in themselves again, if I would have believed in myself a lot more years ago, I feel like a lot of things would have been different for myself. So I just, you know, want people to realize that manifesting, you know, is real as much as it sounds like it's not.
I 100% agree that manifesting is real. And I also believe that it won't work if you don't believe it will. You know, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. You know, and I say this a lot on this podcast, but it's so true. Because if you think manifesting is bullshit, it is. If you think it's not, it's not. Because ultimately, it's up to you and how you're what you're going to believe in, your self-belief, whether or not you can go off and achieve the things that you desire or whether you think you can't. You know, I really believe that.
If people would just open the door just a little bit and start to see the results with manifesting, then they would believe too. But it's just so easy to just be like, that's not true. Like you have to do like hard things to get to there or, you know, whatever the case may be, but easy for everyone to get in their own head. And again, if you would just open that door and take that chance on yourself, like just do it for yourself and you will start to see that it is true.
Yes. And it's like a lot of conditioning, I believe, as we grow up, we're taught you have to work hard to make money. You have to work hard to have the things you want. You have to work hard. And, you know, that is true. You do have to take action. You do have to get things done, but it shouldn't feel like a drag. You're natural. It should feel good. You should always be in a feeling of good. And the more you can be in a feeling of good, whether that be you change your career or you get into a field that you love or pick up a hobby that you adore, that feeling of good really does generate those, that energy that can help propel you to the next level.
Yeah, there is a saying that goes around, like, you are like who you hang with, you know, people associate you mm-hmm. with that. I believe that you are the only, like, you're your biggest fan. If you're going to be who you hang with, then you hang with yourself and apply everything you can that you know you can to be that version of yourself that you want to be. No matter what others think, it will happen. It, as long as you know it and you work towards that part, what others think is not, again, not important. And you don't work to please them. You work to please yourself and to reach your own goal.
Well, with this month being Mental Health Awareness Month, I wanted to chat a bit about those like self-limiting beliefs, you know, imposter syndrome, things like that, that I think most of us go through. I know I've definitely been through my journey of feeling like I wasn't worthy or I wasn't good enough or I don't belong in a certain role. Have you ever in your life experienced something like that where you really felt like had you taken a different path or done something a little differently because you believed in yourself that you could be in a different place now?
As far as believing in myself, yeah, I think the roles would have been a little different had I believed in myself earlier. I deal with PTSD, so I've had my own struggles and I've had to overcome a lot. And now I'm also dealing with a brain injury. Every day it is work you put into yourself. I just keep knowing that I have not just myself, but I have kids that I need to make sure I do better for. When I do have one of my hard days, I just remind myself that there's a bigger purpose and it's not me being in this moment. It's me moving forward and applying what God has taught me and help others and be that best version for my kids.
That's wonderful. I also have PTSD and I have learned over the years how to work with it instead of against it. So for many years, I'd be upset with myself. For example, I'm a domestic violence survivor. So I have a big deal about when I go to a restaurant or anywhere, I have to be able to see the door. Like I need to find my escape route. That's me. That's just who I am. And for years, I would try to ignore it. And I'd put my back to the door and be like, you have to overcome it. You have to overcome it. Get over it. And what I've realized is why? Why am I putting myself through all that? Like, why not just sit where you can see the door? I feel like I've kind of ended up in this place where I have this PTSD. And instead of me being upset with myself for having it, I've learned to kind of work with it. And how can I make myself feel comfortable? Is that you mentioned you have PTSD too. And the brain injury, have you learned that too about yourself on how to work with those things so that they can work for you instead of against you?
With PTSD, that was probably one of the hardest things that I deal with. I have learned that if I just stop thinking of it as a bad thing, and if I just stop being like embarrassed, like if someone knows that I have it, or if I respond this way because, you know, of my PTSD, they're going to think different of me. Once I got over that hurdle and I realized, you know what, a lot of people suffer with this stuff. Nobody wants to talk about it, which is part of why I started doing what I do. I think the stigma on mental health is not good and nobody wants to talk about it, which leaves people to feel like nobody knows, you know, what they're going through or how they feel and they're all alone and what they're feeling is not right, when really that's not true. Allowing yourself to work through like your fears or what you have holding you back and just be, you know, accepting of that and encouraging yourself when you're dealing with it instead of giving into it and allowing it to control you.
You know, in the very word mental health, it says mental health. It doesn't say mental broken. Yeah. So I don't understand why there's such a stigma. All of us in one way, shape or form have been touched by, whether it be yourself, a neighbor, a friend, a cousin, an aunt and uncle, whoever, we've all been touched by either mental health on our own, in our own regard, or someone else close to us. And so I think we all just need to put a big hug around each other and say, you know what? We're all in this together. And I think that's something really important. That's why I share so much of my life and my story, is because I want people to realize that no matter where you are in this world, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you have a corporate job or you work on Wall Street or you're a TV show host, it doesn't matter. We're all in the battle. and we're all in it and we should all be in it together. What are your thoughts on that?
So I would always get labeled as a very strong individual, being a single mom, working in public safety, you know, doing things like that. Like everyone would always see me as a strong person because I never let people see me if I was having a panic attack or, you know, if I had a flashback, I would remove myself from everyone and go and deal with that, right? Once I was able to decide I wasn't going to do that anymore, because then it was raising question as to where I was going or what I was doing, and it would lead to me having to answer things that really weren't necessary, you know? Then people began to understand, oh, okay, she's just dealing with this, so don't do that, or allow her to do it this way and she's fine. Things became easier. And I think that suicide nowadays is just at a high rate, and it is so, so sad. It is because we have this younger generation that just feels like not normal, when really they are probably the most normal. You know, I started sharing my own journey in hopes to just help those who feel alone and, you know, let them know you're not alone. Like, this is okay. And even those people that you think are very, very strong, I can promise you, chances are at some point they've dealt with something or they know someone that's struggling mentally.
So how would you say that manifesting has tied into your mental health journey?
I would always hide my mental health, something that I just shied away from and bought into the stigma. And I, you know, would always feel like I can't tell anyone because, you know, they're going to look at me different. They're not going to treat me the same. When I got my brain injury, I started realizing more things that was happening mental health wise and like the stigma on it. And I was like, you know what? Like, that's really not real. And so I just started sharing my own journey. I would make videos of things that I was doing or things that was hard for me to do at one time in my life. And now I'm able to do them. When I started doing that, the messages and the love from people was just nothing I ever imagined. I was very overwhelmed by it all, but I loved it. And I loved that my videos were reaching people who were at their breaking point, who were like, you know what? Thank you. Like, I needed to hear that today. It gave me the confidence to keep sharing because I realized now I'm not sharing, you know, just for me. I'm sharing to help others and hopes that that other person or someone out there hears what is happening. And that then inspired for my own show and podcast show. So that's how that all played out.
I think there's so much power in sharing. And I also believe there's so much healing. And so obviously we share because we want to impact someone else. That's how I started sharing. It sounds like you did too. But have you seen in your journey the healing that's taken place within you just from sharing your journey?
Being able to share and then seeing the response from it gave me the confidence. It allowed me to not run away from things that I was running away from before and embarrassed of telling people about. Now that's no longer anything that I deal with. It's like, yeah, I have PTSD and yeah, this is what I had to deal with. I'm not embarrassed to share. I share it just, you know, hope and it helps others realize, you know what, it's okay. Like breaking that stigma.
Yeah. So it sounds like just like me, you know, you still battle with it, but you don't battle alone. And that's for so many years I battled alone with it and felt, oh my goodness, people are gonna think I'm broken. Yeah. If they find out that I have PTSD or all the things that I've gone through or that I'm a single mom or whatever it was, I just felt like people were going to judge me and they were going to think I was weak and that I was no good. And now I've realized that now I still struggle with some of those things and some of those feelings, but I don't do it alone anymore. And I feel like having that hug from others who say, hey, I may not understand what you're going through, but I'm here. Have you seen that?
When people don't know what you're going through, it's hard for them to show support, even if you think they don't want to support you. And that was something that I didn't realize. I always felt like, you know, I had to be this strong person. I had to give off this strong vibe. I had to, you know, just be this certain image for everyone. When I finally like broke down and was like, no, someone has to start speaking on this and someone has to start opening that door and be comfortable with it, showing people, allowing them to be supportive and me to see that, you know what, you know, we're sorry that this is what you suffered with and we didn't know, but now we do know and let us help you. It opens that conversation and it makes it a little easier to have. I think other people, by sharing their journey, it will open doors for them to have conversations with people that maybe they weren't able to have before.
Why don't you share with the audience a little tip or something you can think of that might help them if they're experiencing, say, PTSD or a mental health crisis? Maybe they have some self-limiting beliefs. Maybe they think manifesting is bullshit. Can you give a little bit of advice to the audience on how they can maybe make themselves feel a little bit better on the inside, like you have?
I think the best thing that anyone can do for themselves is believe in themselves, no matter how hard it is. And I think talking about your journey, your mental health, again, I know there's this big stigma on it, but if you can find a comfortable place and talk about it, it will open up conversations that you probably never thought you would have before. And that will give you the more support that you need and make your mental health journey a little bit easier. And then days when you're feeling alone or days when you feel like nobody understands, now you'll be able to reach out to people instead of sitting in that alone.
Well said. Well, you had such great advice today and you shared a lot about yourself and your journey. And I know the audience is really going to appreciate that. Why don't you go ahead and tell them if they're touched by the things that you've said today, or they want to get to know you more, or they want to, you know, be a part of what you're a part of. Can you tell them where they can reach you and get to know more about you?
You could reach me at wealthywomensentrepreneursnetwork.com, or you could give me a phone call at 616-344-6003.
If anybody out there is experiencing a mental health crisis or you need some help, reach out to someone you love. Never be afraid to ask for help. And if you're having suicidal thoughts or you need anything, you can always call 988 if you're in the United States of America, or you can text 988 and you can get some help. Please do not ever be afraid to reach out. We can shatter the stigma together. Thank you so much for being on, Latasha. If anybody out there would like to purchase our best-selling book, Is Manifesting Bullshit? You can find out more information on my website at cfviews.com. Once again, I'd love to thank the audience for listening in today. Thanks again, Latasha.